This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Susan Stamberg. Susan Kells Sperling loves old words, really old ones, words that have dropped out of general usage. Susan Sperling retrieves and collects them and puts them back into print. Her book, Pop Lollies and Belly Bones, is subtitled A Celebration of Lost Words. Miss Sperling is in our New York bureau. What are pop lollies, please?
Pop lollies are sweet little darlings. It's a wonderful term for a person whom you have a special fondness for. The pop lolly comes from the French term poupoule, a sweet baby. Many languages have the P sound for little puppies, little pooches, little poopoos, the poopa. The British took a French term, poupoule, and turned it into a pop lolly.
And about when did that happen?
Around the 1600s.
Uh-huh. So that takes care of one part of your title. What does belly bones mean?
Also from a French term, belle et bonne, a good woman, a woman who is not only good looking, but good in the heart. But notice again what the British did with the French term. A belle et bonne person became a belly bone, so that when you look at it, you kind of think, what's this got to do with my stomach, my belly?
Exactly. It sounds like belly button, right?
Right.
So how did they get so changed then from the French? Is it just that the Brits didn't have very good French accents or spoke very quickly?
I think the Brits had a double feeling about their association with the French. Sometimes they loved them completely. Sometimes they wanted to annihilate them completely. And one of the best ways to do that is to take the language and turn it inside out. The English would take things that were French and turn them into their own parlance or add their own special flavor to the pronunciation of words.
Why do these words disappear? I mean, pop lollies, belly bones, they seem like perfectly serviceable words.
They will disappear because other ones will take their place, or they may not have made it into some dictionaries that really got into general public use. A pop lolly, a belly bone, certainly deserves to come alive today. It just didn't make it into the very big popularity contest.
So these words, belly bones, pop lollies, are sort of nice words for women, but there are plenty of old words that have not always been so kind. You give an example of one. Help me pronounce it here. Tear leery puffkin?
A tear leery puffkin is just the way you say it sounds like a song, almost making a sing-song sound for a woman who would not be thought of as very seriously. Tear leery puffkin, a kind of person who has practically a no-brainer, a person who's a fizzgig, for example, who is full of fizz in her head instead of sense.
You have found some lost words that would just delight children. Leery poop. Now, can't you just see some four-year-old saying that?
It comes from the French term leery peep, which was the graduate student's hood, which eventually evolved into a tassel that is worn on a mortarboard, a student's head.
Do you think that this is a good age for inventing words?
Yes. Blog is a real good one that's going full steam ahead. If you go back a few years, computers began with a word we don't hear that often, this, which is interface. The human is still there. You are interfacing. You are the one still in control of this machine in front of you. The influx of immigration that brings new words into our language is a wonderful thing. Words that are created are alive. They show that our language is constantly evolving.
Susan Kells Sperling. Her last name is Bater now. Her book of lost words is called Pop Lollies and Belly Bones, first published in 1977. It's just been reprinted by Konecki and Konecki Press, and they've combined it with another of her books, Tender Feet and Lady Fingers, a compendium of body language.